Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're returning to that news in the past hour that a Garda remains in hospital this morning after he and his colleague were seriously injured in Ballyfermot in Dublin last night. The two Gardaí, a man and a woman, responded to a public order incident outside a pub. The male Garda was attacked, punched, kicked, knocked to the ground as the assault continued. The female tried to intervene but was attacked and dragged away by the hair. I'm joined on the line by Antoinette Cunningham, who's General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Antoinette, thanks for joining us this morning. There are shocking details to emerge from that attack last night. What's your reaction?
Well, we're very shocked, Claire, by the incident in Ballyfermot last night. I've spoken to colleagues out there this morning. There's a deep sense of unease amongst them all to see colleagues on the ground being kicked, beaten, assaulted, while bystanders stand there and film it. It's absolutely shocking, Claire. It needs condemnation by everybody. And at this stage, our thoughts remain, of course, totally focused on our colleagues, their well-being and their recovery. Yeah. And we really wish them well.
And
it's very, very shocking.
You've touched on that aspect of this particular incident. It was filmed on presumably a mobile phone camera. That footage has been circulating widely since last night on social media. Do you think it would be beneficial for Gardaí if they were wearing body cameras, had evidence from those of what happened in these incidents?
I do. We've been calling for the introduction of body cams for some time, Claire, but unfortunately, we've been recently updated by Garda headquarters that body cameras will not be in on Garda Síochána prior to 2024. That's a very long time to wait. There needs to be more accountability, though, by social media outlets in the meantime. They need to stop the circulation of this type of material, because that's what's happening here. You have youngsters uploading this material. They think that it's trendy or cool or in some way appropriate to do that. That fosters these copycat type incidents, and there's no accountability. And social media outlets need to take more responsibility here and stop the circulation of this type of material. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, to see your own colleagues being kicked and beaten on the ground while people are standing up filming it, it's really shocking. And I hope political leaders will come out today, Claire, and condemn this incident. And we listened to the Taoiseach the other night at the Fine Gael Ardéis talking about Fine Gael getting tough on crime. And that really needs to happen. We really need to get tough on crime in this country.
I mean, clearly you're concerned about the level of violence that Gardaí are facing on the ground in a general sense.
I am, because, you know, we've been concerned about resourcing. We've been concerned about recruitment into An Garda Síochána. We haven't achieved what we set out to achieve by way of recruitment. We've only had 24 people who have come into the Garda College this year when we were supposed to have 800. Now, there is to be another intake in November, and we hope that there'll be some decent intake there. But, of course, resourcing is an issue for us, Claire, and it will continue to be an issue. If there is inadequate resources, that affects the welfare and safety of all of our members. And these are things that we're going to be talking to local management about in the coming days.
And tell me, Antoinette, what action, if any, could mitigate against this specific violence against Gardaí?
Well, I think mandatory sentencing of people who assault Gardaí has to be introduced there. I mean, for too long, we've seen people getting suspended sentences when you see Gardaí with the most serious of injuries and you see offenders walking out of court with a suspended sentence. I mean, there has to be the introduction of mandatory sentencing for people who assault Gardaí. Otherwise, there's no deterrent. Do you know what I'm saying to you? There has to be a deterrent there to say that if you assault an emergency worker, a Gardaí, Dublin Fire Brigade, an ambulance worker in the course of their duty, then that will receive a mandatory sentence by the court.
So that is a response that you're calling for from the Minister for Justice today, is it?
Absolutely, to set that in train. Absolutely it is, because I'm telling you, we are all deeply affected and shocked by what we have seen our colleagues suffer last night. It's really, really so sad to see that society thinks that this is tolerable when it is not.
Antoinette Cunningham, General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, thank you for joining us on the programme.